Gotta get my headphones. Let's get it together. Here is my problem. I don't have the focus I need during the hours I'm on the clock because my workday is infinite. Welcome to Drive Time with DeRussia. It's Jason. Dan is here. Laura's keeping you up to date on the news. We begin today with our eye on the news as it develops. So much has been happening as the nation looks to Minnesota, the investigation continuing after the political assassination in this state, a candlelight vigil tonight at 3:30. We're going to talk with State Representative Walter Hudson, who I would describe as a flamethrower online. He is vociferous. He is assertive. He is aggressive. He is an unapologetic conservative who over the last couple days has been leading with humanity and empathy. And he's getting hammered by some of his own supporters. So what has Walter learned about going forward? What has he learned about the reaction of some of his own supporters? So we'll talk about that coming up in a half hour. I want to talk about the infinite workday because I'm a bit of a reformed infinite worker. Microsoft came out with a new report. And, you know, if anyone knows how much you and I are working, it is Microsoft. He's got to log into the, you know, to the this and the that, and you're checking your email and on and on and on. I do think we have conned ourselves into believing that the ability to check your email at home and on vacation and the ability to keep in touch with Slack and other things like this, that it's helping us during our workday. But instead, over the last couple of years, I think we have given our bosses control over our whole existence. And I don't like it. I think it has a lot to do with the fact that so many people do not know how to interact with other people in a normal way. People are tired. People are stressed. There's anxiety. Part of why I think people enjoy working remotely so much is because you can play hooky for a little bit during the workday. And bosses look at that and they're like, well, we can't have this. Well, maybe it's a fair trade for the fact that 40% of people who are online at 6 in the morning are reviewing email. The average worker receives 117 emails a day. And mass emails with 20 plus recipients are up 7% in the past year. The way Microsoft describes it, and I wonder what you think, it's 651-461-9226. The inbox may still be the front door to work, but too often it opens to a flood of unprioritized chaos. And we're all sort of to blame for it. I blame myself. Since I've come over here to radio, leaving TV, I have really tried to not call on Dan to work around the clock. I, as a reformed journalist, find it very hard to step away from the news. And I don't really ever stop following the news. This is a media job. And being in touch to the news is a 24/7 job. That said, like, if I have an idea for the show at 8:30 at night, does that mean Dan has to put down the telescope and stop looking at the moon? I don't think so. I think we have lost the ability to say no. I don't know. Where do you guys think this has gone wrong? There was a time where there was all this conversation about work-life balance, and I've always thought that was kind of naive because different people have different desires when it comes to how involved they want to be at work. I am very passionate about my work. I love it. I live it. I always have been this way. My wife is a financial analyst for a bank. She works not in the sexy part of financial analyst, Not like the I'm making stock picks and I just made the family $1 million. I'm not complaining, but I'm a little complaining. Like, if, you know, I mean, if you're going to. But she sees her job as a job. And she works hard. She's unbelievable. They love her at her job. But she's able to build those boundaries a little better than I have. I think all of us have sort of lost the ability to build those boundaries. I don't know what we do about it. Woody in Eagan is on the CCO Talk and Text Line, 651-461-9226. You can leave a comment on the YouTube stream or on X or Facebook, wherever you're streaming our show live. Woody, appreciate you calling in. Do you relate to this? Do you feel like your workday has become infinite?
It's not my workday. My girlfriend used to work for U.S. Bank for the Visa side of U.S. Bank. She would get 1,800 emails overnight.
Oh, my gosh.
For her group. Now she works for United Healthcare, and she's down to, you know, a couple of thousand maybe. Through the course of the night,
how do you even filter through that to understand what's important, what isn't, what do I have to read, what matters?
I have no idea. I feel so sorry for her, but you know,
yeah,
she takes it and works through it.
Yeah, is she one of these? And I do this too. Like I check. I'm tempted to turn off work email when I'm on vacation. But then I'm worried about that mountain of 10,000 emails when I get back.
No, when she clocks out at 5 o'clock, she's done for the day.
That's good.
And she doesn't look at work emails unless they're doing updates to the system, which is all the time.
Right. Yes, of course.
They
update our system usually right in the middle of this show. You get the dreaded pop-up, and it's like, let's reboot the computer. How about no? How about we don't do that? Yeah, it's tough. I think it's tough. Thanks for that call, Woody. 651-461-9226. I really think this is a serious issue. It's very, very difficult because reality is we're losing out on so much. And we also, like, not to get all socialist on the bit, but when you look at the way the economy is working for the regular working person, I'm not sure that this dedication to your job and reading email early is making you richer. I think when I look at the economic data, I think we know who's getting richer, and it's not Woody's girlfriend reading the email in the early morning.
Okay, comrade.
I mean, I'm very pro-capitalism, but I'm a little worried that our companies are not sharing the wealth with the worker the way that sort of all of this was intended to shake out, you know?
I'm with you in the sense that I don't like the mountain of email piling up.
Right.
And so as I get notifications that there are work emails coming in, you know, if it's junk stuff that I don't have to worry about, I'll just quick swipe it and delete it and be done with it.
Yeah.
And if it's something that I know I'm going to need to look at some point, then I save it. But outside of work hours, am I scouring my email? And, you know, unless there's something specific that I'm working on, like you said, in our job, it's kind of weird because news happens all around the clock. And you sort of need to be able to react if you need to at a certain,
right,
you know, that isn't within the confines of an 8-hour workday. Right. Which is why I think, you know, the company that we work for, and I can't speak for anybody else, gives us a lot of freedom in terms of flexibility and when we're on and when we're not on and how much time we have to physically be in the building and not
right.
be in the building. And, you know, because they know based on the quality of our show, are we paying attention? Or are we not paying attention? You can tell real quick. So, I don't like the idea of an infinite work. I don't like the idea of there being an implication from management that you need to be available 24/7. And if
right.
we call on you, and when I wake up Saturday morning and, you know, 4 legislators have been shot and one of my bosses is texting me saying, hey, can you help with some guest ideas for Jason who's hopping on the air? Yeah, I'm just doing that. I'm not worried about time
right.
cards. I'm not worried
right.
about 8-hour work days. I'm just doing it.
Some data on, now I mentioned the emails, the average emails people get. Email is only part of it.
Sure.
Slack, Teams, meetings, interruptions. Is anyone doing anything, or are we just responding to communication all day? That's what I want.
I mean, that is doing something.
But... I guess. We've created all this work, so you can't do your work. 651-461-9226. Plus, I want to talk a little bit about flex time. This is just another tool, I think, that companies utilize to make you feel like you have more control over your life, and instead, I think you have less. We'll talk about flex time versus paid time off or vacation, or I don't even know what we have here. Seems that maybe I need a day off. Is this whole segment just me trying to say I need a
you know what?
Day off?
You should take Friday off. Just go ahead.
You know
just,
what?
You know what? Just go ahead, take Friday
You're
off.
You're the best, Dan Cook.
You bet.
Drive time. Coming back. I've always thought how cool it would be to have just unlimited vacation, that flex time idea. Saw a big debate going on LinkedIn the other day talking about flex time and the scam that is. You feel good, right? Like, man, the company really just... Well, there's a catch for many companies where you get flex time, but the deal is that you can take whatever time you need, but if we need you, you must be available at all times. Outrageous. It's outrageous to me. You know what I like? 4 weeks vacation. Just like, this is what it is. Simple. We don't need to overcomplicate it. One of the things they found in this report that Microsoft put out, and obviously Microsoft is talking about now how their new AI tools can kind of maybe help with some of this. But as somebody who doesn't work in a typical job, and a texter at 651-461-9226 correctly pointed out that Jason, of all people, needs a day off. He has to work 3 hours of a show in a normal 8-hour day that the little people put in.
Nice that your kids are listening.
Fair. It's fair.
Nice of them to chime in.
I'll absorb that hit. So 117 emails per day, 153 Teams messages per day. 2 minutes is the average time between interruptions by a meeting, email, or a message during the core, like, 9 to 5 hours. But then at night, there's a new thing they call triple peak, the triple peak day. Because people have that, like, 9 to 5, 8 to 5 work day. But there's an early morning peak from 6 to 8 when you're plugged in, check an email. And then Microsoft, because, you know, they do Teams meetings and stuff, they're like, meetings after 8 p.m. are up 16%. And
wow, 8 o'clock.
Yeah, that just, for me, was like, but global teams?
Yeah.
Flexible work schedules? Multi-time zones? Sometimes I think that the global economy and even the national economy has sort of screwed us over, you know? In terms of what, not that I'm saying we should go back to the old days where you're churning butter at the neighborhood dairy farm, you know, but I sometimes look at this and think, like, I don't know, is all of this good? Oof.
Yeah, I mean, the flex time as it has been described to us is not an appealing concept to me. Especially, like I said, you know, we talked about the nature of this job, meaning you sort of kind of have to have a foot in the door.
Right.
Most of the time. But then when you do take time off, right, you do take true vacation time, that's where I want to be able to just turn off and step away.
Yeah.
And
for us, that is a little bit of a benefit of this job. Not that you can, I mean, I need to follow news stories when I'm on vacation, but I don't have to do 5 shows when I take a week off.
No, and there's a difference between.
So we get to walk away more than somebody who has a defined job where, like, your work is still here.
There's a difference between, like, major news, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And just, you know, knowing what's going on. Because once you take, if you take, say, 3 or 4 days off, when you're ready to come back, you can get caught up on the day-to-day stuff pretty darn quickly. If there's a major story that, you know, you're going to have something to do with, okay, that's a different deal. But I still, for the most part, want to be just shut off when I'm on vacation, right?
Yeah.
If it, or the weekend, outside of work hours, that's a different thing for me. Then I can, you'll be aware. But when you're taking the days that, you know, we have contractually obligated to us, I want to take those days.
As a freelancer, says a texter, I find it very difficult to not always be checking my email and text. It's hard to take vacation and just unplug.
Yeah, especially in that case. It's really hard. For sure.
If people were truly that victimized by work, they wouldn't be listening to the show and responding. Well, that's, I don't know about that.
Kind of narrow casting, but okay.
The French have a law that prohibits companies with more than 50 employees from emailing employees outside of work hours. It's called Right to Disconnect. So I think about this a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think, like, we all have to look at ourselves and understand that we have allowed this to be done to ourselves in many circumstances. Because, you know, it starts with just a little thing like, oh, wouldn't it be convenient to have your work email on your phone?
Yeah, then it's right there.
Then it's right there. And then it's, oh, you know, it'd be convenient if I could access the files, the company files from home. That would be nice. And you've convinced yourself how great this is for you. And the reality is, like, it's great for the man.
The company.
That's who it's great for. Another reason that I don't love remote work. As a full-time effort, I think the hybrid, and you see in this report, that remote workers see evening hours at triple peak as a productive window for quiet catch-up because they're not being interrupted. The hybrid workers feel it as stress. As stress. I don't know. I think we're all a little stressed out, right? Let's break. It's 3:29. A number of new developments today when it comes to who's going to prosecute first the murder case in the political assassination here in Minnesota, the Hennepin County attorney saying she wants the state prosecution to go before the federal. It's up to the federal. No indication that they would go along with that. And we also learned not long ago that Maple Grove Representative Kristen Bonner, she did confirm that she was the other politician who was visited by the killer before he got to Melissa Hortman's house. They were on vacation, but my gosh. Chilling stuff. It's affected every elected official in this state. And one has been very outspoken on social media over the years. Representative Walter Hudson will join us in just a minute to talk about still disagreeing politically, but dialing down the hate. And I want to know if there are things he regrets or that things he would do differently now that we've all been shooken by what happened this weekend. That conversation happening live here on Drive Time in just a minute.